It is now my distinct pleasure to introduce the curator of the 40th anniversary, Kevin Shapiro.
Hey, how's it going? Good evening. Welcome to the Nectar's 40th anniversary celebration show, number 12, the last of a year-long celebration of Nectar's and the Butte, and you, the Burlington music community, of which we are all a part. Happy Bluegrass Thursdays, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, joyous Kwanzaa, all that. I want to quickly thank the entire, I won't be too quick, but sort of quick. I want to quickly thank the entire Nectar's team, starting with Nectar and Anne, a whole dynasty of owners here, and the current owners, Chris, and Noel, and Jason, and Alex, and also I want to thank very specially, and we'll get to him in a minute, Brian Mattel, and Dan, who's mixing the sound tonight, making it sound sweet, Justin doing the lights, and the whole team, and they are all about the Burlington music community, and they're in many ways why we are here tonight, them and the lineage before them. So I've had the honor of curating a year-long thing here, a year-long celebration. It's been awesome. We started with Josh Panda's Project 1975, and we did tributes to Grateful Dead and Zappa and Hendrix, and we did local legends like Seth Iacovone and Sneakers Jazz Band and Unknown Blues Band. It's been a crazy, crazy year. And this is it. This is the culmination of the whole deal. Our goal doing this was to span the full breadth and depth of Nectar's history and of the Burlington music community. And it's been a quite a good time. And we wanted to sort of span that and celebrate it and at the same time throw a great party, and it's been that too. So that brings us to Smoking Grass. These guys have spanned Burlington music history for longer, but it was mid-1994 they got together, the original trio, Adam on dobro and Mike on bass, and Doug with his unique breed of acoustic flat picking on the guitar. And those guys added eventually fiddle and mando and drums and created their own breed, really, of newgrass, bluegrass, rock, funk, jazz, blues, folk, kind of thing, all, as Adam put it, uniquely rooted, inspired and of and about the state of Vermont. That was really, when he was talking to me, that was what he said, it was really the thing. And that brings it all back around, full circle. In 98, these guys released their first record. They began touring nationally. They played over 1,000 shows in 30 states. They headlined huge festivals and open for the likes of like Jazz Is Dead and Buckwheat Zydeco, among many others. And they were the very first band that Brian Mattel booked in his previous life as talent buyer at the House of Blues in Cambridge. So that is why this is so important and this ended up on our list of 12 bands to bring during the years. These guys came back together in 2001. They recorded a second album in the barn, and now we have them here tonight with us. They are reuniting tonight with longtime drummer Caleb Bronz and with mando player Matt Strag. So please welcome to the stage Adam Frem, Mike Santasuso, Doug Perkins, Caleb Bronz, and Matt Strag. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much. It's been a wonderful Nectar's 40th. Cheers, happy birthday Nectar's. Welcome to the stage, Smoking Grass.
How you guys doing out there? Feel free to come closer, please.